Warm101.3.com. The after show, Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm 101.3. All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll start.
All right.
So we went to Oswego this weekend, and we drove by a Stewart's.
Yes.
I haven't seen those in a million years.
They have them mainly, I feel like, Syracuse or, like, I don't know. They have them in the Adirondacks. Mm-hmm. Maybe more in the outskirts they have them.
Okay.
So I stopped at Stewart's because I told Jason all weekend, we got to get a hot dog. Nikki said they're the best because her husband said they're the best. So she says they're really good.
They're really good.
So we were pumped. We're like, we're going to get this Stewart's hot dog. We didn't just get a hot dog. We doubled down. We got a hot dog. We got a kielbasa. There was like some other options in there.
Oh, boy.
And Jason even put the meat sauce on it.
And?
It was not the best, but you said it was. It wasn't terrible.
Oh, no.
What's
it was
brand
not
name?
The best. I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea.
So I clarified this with Shane over the weekend. I was like, what's the kind of a hot dog at Stewart's? And he said they have to be the Michigan dogs.
Which they didn't have that option. It was kielbasa, Italian sausage, Cajun, or a hot dog.
Mm. Wow. So I'm hoping maybe you just need to get the Michigan dog and I can redeem myself. But it sounds like this was an epic fail.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was fine. We ate them. And the kielbasa, I tasted over and over. If you know.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that.
That kielbasa, man, that gets you every time.
Oh, my.
You know, I would love to go. You know, it's funny. A couple years ago, when I was much younger, a buddy of mine decided to go on an ice cream tasting binge. So we went to, like, you know.
That sounds like a great idea.
It is a great idea. We hit up Abbott's, and there was one called Dairy Isle that used to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And back when Dairy Queen used to do just ice cream.
Right.
And it was fun.
Yeah. I was skeptical, though, of the Stewart's, right? Because you walk in and there's like a lot of different food choices.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone that was going in there was buying like food. Like sandwiches,
so
hot
weird,
dogs.
Right?
No. Mm. And Jason was like, wait, we're getting a hot dog from a gas station? Oh, I thought you didn't do that. I'm like, well, apparently in this instance, Nikki said
supposedly.
We should do this.
Well,
I make sure to try the Michigan dog. I hope that we can get the, you know, two thumbs up on
yes.
the Michigan dog.
And then Jason said he needs to have Nikki over for his hot dog.
Yes.
Oh,
which I would love.
What's
by
he
the
make?
Way.
He likes Hoffman's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
all
he grills them. To perfection,
you
know, because he's a grill master.
I think we have to do a hot dog deal, like I did the ice cream deal. Just get a Salins, a Hoffman's, and a Zweigel's, and then Ballpark Frank.
Who likes the Salins?
And then what's the other one? The Hebrew National.
We should, and it should be a blind taste test.
Yes. I'll know the difference in all of them.
I like this. This is a great idea.
All right.
You won't know the difference in all of them? Yes, you will. You can tell the difference.
I think so. I don't know that. I'm sure I had a Salins. I'm pretty sure I had a Hoffman's. I know I had his waggles.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So a couple is out on an anniversary cruise, a little dinner cruise. This happened in the UK. And they're completely baffled to discover that a passing cruise was actually the Torbay Sun Club's annual nude cruise.
Oh, my.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. It's a boat that has a bunch of naked people. They do it every year.
Oh,
they
wow.
Do you know, it's one of the biggest natural and swim sauna clubs in the UK, catering to people of all ages and all walks of life. Thank you, no.
And trust me, you know. I mean, anytime, you know, I travel a lot, and mm-hmm. there are a lot of people who go topless or nude.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people might be like, oh, wow, yeah, I want to see that. You don't want to see it.
No, you don't want to see that.
It's always the people you don't want to see.
I'm sorry. You know, each of us is beautiful in our own way, but also clothes make the man. So.
Oh, my goodness. What I have seen. Oh, my. Things hanging far below.
Yes, okay, Nikki, that's enough
my.
Right there. So if you ever are lucky enough to go to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and order a cup of coffee from Starbucks, they have a Starbucks in there.
Yeah.
Now, you know how Starbucks gets your name wrong all the time?
Yep, of course.
Well, the Starbucks and CIA headquarters, they don't write people's names on their coffee cups because they can't.
Oh, they
can't. Because they're
secret.
It's spies. They have to protect their identities. And so they can't do that, which is kind of weird, but it's because you would think you'd be able to trust anybody that works there. But no, there's always, you know how there's always somebody who's a mole, right? There's always somebody who's who's, you know, you can't trust anybody. I would never. I had a friend who worked at she worked at headquarters. She was a secretary. Okay. And I forgot what happened once. Something happened that she, long after she retired, she moved up here. She lives in Western New York now. And I forgot exactly what it was that happened, but she said, yeah, that was us. She just knows the MO, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just weird stuff. So they can't even write the name on the coffee cup.
Interesting.
Mm. Weird.
Weirdos. So my weekend, you know, my life has changed so completely mm-hmm. in the last 2 years. And I have not had any of my friends out to my new house right. that I share with my husband in out in Livingston County. And so for the first time this weekend, I had two friends come, my friends Sam and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a little audio clip so you can guess what we were doing.
Oh, boy.
See if...
I saw the video.
See if this...
Four-wheeling.
Oh.
And Nikki and them are screaming.
Any idea what that was?
Four-wheeling.
Yeah, baby.
Did you fall?
Oh, gosh, no. Okay. I ride with Shane.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She's not driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ride with Shane. But so Sam, my girlfriend Sam, decided she was going to drive with Rachel riding on her four-wheeler.
Yeah.
And several times Shane and I were like, oh, my gosh, they're going to tip over.
Have you driven one yourself?
I don't. I'd like to ride with Shane.
Really?
I've never driven one.
I drive. I've driven many times, Nikki.
Is it your thing?
It's not my thing. But I will do it. But yes, I've also ridden. In fact, Jason, whenever we go to Krenny's house, uh-huh. we could go on the four-wheeler or the six-wheeler, and he's like, which one do you want to take? And if we do the four-wheeler, I ride mm-hmm. with him. He drives.
Right.
Or Nate drives. Nate's driven me.
Oh, yeah. The boys each have their own four-wheelers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Nate's like, I'm driving. I'm like, he doesn't trust me, apparently.
The only four-wheeler I got is my car. It's all I'm doing.
You're so country, Tony.
It is, I know. Oh, geez. I had something in my head I was going to say. You're not going to be around, but this Saturday I'm at the Beachcomber again.
I know. I'm so disappointed. It's camping weekend. I'm going to miss it.
My son's coming in. I'm going to have him play guitar with us for a couple of times.
Isn't that awesome?
I sent him a set list yesterday. I said, pick a couple of tunes. I'll just give you my guitar. He'll shred. He can also play keyboards and bass in case anybody's interested, but, you know. So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's so cool.
I know. I'm going to have a house full. It's going to be fun. We haven't had a big, big party this year. In over a year.
Well, yeah, you know, couldn't. So you're going to have a lot of people at your house?
I'm going to have an old friend of mine coming in who used to live in Naples, New York, and now she's down in the Baltimore area.
They're going to stay with you?
And she's coming up, yep. And then a couple of my BFFs will be there, of course. Maybe some of the band members will stop by after the gig. So and my son will be there, and he's going to have a bunch of buddies come up, too. So we'll just have a big bonfire and... You know,
you're scaring me.
It's going to be fun.
I love it.
I know. It's been a while. So.
You're scaring me. All this excitement, Tony.
I know.
Settle down.
And it might be the last time before they shut us down again because stupid people don't want to get vaccinated.
Right.
Frustrating as hell.
Grr.
All right. There's the after show for you.
So we're ending it on a grr.
That's right. Grr.
Right. That's it. We're ending it on a grr.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Grr.